Ladies, welcome to class number 40 of the Ramp to the Highway of Success course for young women. I am Daniel White, the third president of Gospel Light Society International, working in partnership with the Martin Luther King Senior Institute for young men and young women. The Institute aims to honor the legacy of Martin Luther King Sr., commonly referred to as Daddy King, whom God used to raise the great leader, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Our purpose is to guide young men and young women and help them get on the path to becoming kings and queens for the glory of God. I am your instructor for this course and the author of the Essence Magazine best-selling book, Letters to Young Black Men, and the national best-selling book, Letters to Young Black Women. My wife, Marika White, and my eldest daughter, Daniela White, co-authored Letters to Young Black Women with me. My daughter, who has her bachelor's degree and is now pursuing her master's degree, and her mother developed the study guide. We are using Letters to Young Black Women and its study guide to guide you through this course. And this course is for all young women, but especially for young black women and young women of color who oftentimes face disadvantages that others do not. The goal of this class is to help you operate from a position of strength and power based upon the Word of God, so you can be victorious in life. My prayer is that this class will empower you to win against your enemies, the devil, sorry, no good men, and even yourself. Today we are beginning a new study titled The Marks of a Truly Educated Woman. Let's pray. Holy Father God, we praise you and we thank you for allowing us to be together again. Thank you for your mercy, your love, and your grace. And Lord, we ask that you would forgive us of our sins as we, from our hearts, forgive others. And Lord, fill us with your Holy Spirit. Save those among us who may not know your Savior. And we pray that you'll bless our time together and help us to grow and be all that you want us to be. In Jesus Christ's name we pray, and for his sake, amen. Allow me to begin with a quote from Eleanor Roosevelt. She said, "No one can make you feel inferior without your consent." Now, if you would, please pull out your text and your digital study guide or follow along on the screen. First, I will read the entire corresponding letter from the book, Letters to Young Black Women. Then we will proceed with this lesson. Dear Daughters and YBW, I have long been impressed with the Spelman woman. Please take notice with me a part of the mission statement of Spelman College. Spelman promotes academic excellence in the liberal arts and develops the intellectual, ethical, and leadership potential of its students. When you think about the Spelman woman, you think of class, dignity, and leadership. What makes a Spelman woman appear that way? What are the marks of a truly educated black woman? Number one, a truly educated woman has the utmost respect and love for God and for His holy word. Number two, an educated woman carries herself with dignity, class, and grace. Number three, an educated woman carries herself with a humble, quiet spirit, yet her presence is powerful. She does not feel as though she needs to act masculine to exude authority and power. Fourth, an educated woman knows how to handle the natural aggressiveness of men with coolness, calmness, and without losing any respect from them. Number five, an educated woman knows how to think on her feet and how to speak clearly in any situation. Number six, an educated woman understands the power of her eyes, and she knows how to control her eyes. Number seven, an educated woman knows how to express her thoughts through writing. Number eight, an educated woman knows how to think like a man when she needs to, and at the same time be all woman. Number nine, an educated woman knows her field very well. She is a professional. Number 10, an educated woman knows how to make both men and women feel at ease in her presence without losing respect. 11, an educated woman is disciplined and tough-minded. Number 12, an educated woman is discerning enough to say no to a man who doesn't mean her any good. Daughters and YBW, may I lovingly encourage you to be this kind of woman. Yours for a truly educated black woman, Papa. Now, we will go through three of these traits in greater detail. Number one, a truly educated woman has the utmost respect and love for God and for His holy word. A person cannot be considered well educated until she has a healthy fear of and respect for God and strives to apply the truth of Scripture to her life. Proverbs 1:7 says, "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge." To stress its importance, the wisest man who ever lived, King Solomon, repeats it again in Proverbs 9:10. "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the holy is understanding." When we deny God in the learning process, we reject a powerful dimension of wisdom and knowledge that cannot be gained in any other way. God, the Chancellor of the universe, if you will, demands respect for His wisdom in creating us and adoration for His infinite greatness and omnipotence. True education requires that you not just know about Scripture, but that you believe its words and implement its truths in your daily life. John 17:3 says, "And this is life eternal, that they might know Thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom Thou hast sent." Number two, an educated woman carries herself with dignity, class, and grace. When we come to ideas such as these, we tend to think of physical beauty or how a woman dresses, styles her hair, matches her shoes to her clothes, applies her makeup, or walks at the office or at church. That is all well and good, and special care should be taken for those areas of our lives. However, in this regard, we do not want to focus on the outward appearance only, but on how we dress our spirits, our hearts, our attitudes, and our minds. It is not enough just to look the part. We must also be the part. Being has nothing to do with looks. It has everything to do with who we choose to look like on the inside. Dignity is the quality of being worthy of respect. In another sense, it is also the respect one gives to oneself. Class is defined as traits or characteristics that represent stylish excellence. Grace is a courteous, decent manner of behaving. It can also be defined as how you respond under pressure and act in the midst of difficulty. Dignity, class, and grace are essential to living well in this world. You will find that in most cases, talk is cheap. It is how you act that matters. Third, an educated woman carries herself with a humble, quiet spirit, yet her presence is powerful. She does not feel as though she needs to act masculine to exude authority and power. In today's world, we've misinterpreted femininity to refer to the external appearance of a woman. Achieving femininity is worth nothing if a woman is empty on the inside. Being feminine does not mean being a weak pushover person who gives in to every idea and suggestion that comes her way. A woman of humility knows when to sit down and when to stand up, when to speak and when to be quiet. She knows she does not have to defend herself because God is her defender. She knows when to be quiet and when to speak. She has faith that God will provide for her, guide her, and protect her. She is not jealous or envious of the success of other women. Instead, she supports them and encourages them genuinely. She takes advantage of positive opportunities, and if she sees no available opportunity in front of her, she does not whine and cry about it. Instead, she gets up and creates an opportunity for herself. She appreciates masculine men for being just that, masculine men, and she does not engage in secret berating and belittling of men and what they do because that is not her place or responsibility. She spends her time being productive and making a difference. She smiles and gives off a joyful reflection because it represents life, love, and openness. She realizes that she is entitled to nothing, and everything is a blessing from God. She is not trapped in her head or her soul by limiting beliefs. She is free mentally, emotionally, and spiritually to be the person God created her to be. G.D. Boardman said, "Sow an act, and you reap a habit. Sow a habit, and you reap a character. Sow a character, and you reap a destiny." In our next class, beloved, we will continue our study, The Marks of a Truly Educated Woman. Let's pray. Holy Father God, give us your wisdom, your knowledge, and your understanding. Help us to have enough sense to always put you first and to follow you, to listen to you, to read your holy word and to obey it, for that is true wisdom. Forgive us, Lord, of our sins where we have failed in this regard. Crush and crucify, Lord, our flesh and the old man within us, and fill us with the power of your Holy Spirit to love right, live right, think right, and do right. For your glory, praise, and honor. In Jesus Christ, the name we pray, and for his sake, amen. Now, beloved, like so many of you, I grew up in a very religious and church-going family, and during that time I often heard the phrase, being saved. Now, much of what church people said being saved was back then, especially in my community, is wrong according to the Bible. I wrote an article about it, a pamphlet about it, titled On Being Saved in Black America, which is available for you to read free of charge on our website, GospelLightSociety.com. Right now, I want to share with you very briefly what the Bible says being saved really means. First, dear sister, understand that you need to be saved because you are a sinner. We all are sinners. Romans 3:23 says, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." Second, understand that a horrible punishment, eternal hell, awaits those who are not saved. In Matthew 25:41, Jesus Christ said that God will say to those who are not saved, "Depart from me, ye cursed, into everlasting fire, prepared for the devil and his angels. Third, realize, dear sister, that God loves you very much and he wants to save you from hell. He wants to save you from sin in hell, for sin causes hell. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish," that is, in hell, "but have everlasting life." If you want to be saved from hell today and be guaranteed a home in heaven, simply believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, that he died for you, was buried, and rose from the dead for your sins. And then call upon him in prayer and ask him to save your soul. And believe me, he will. For Romans 10:9-13 says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, you shalt be saved. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. That is the most important decision you will ever make in life. It will be the most important thing you will ever do in life. Dear friend, I trust that you will do it. It is my prayer that you would trust Christ as Savior right now, for he will make all of the difference in your life. He did that in my life. So until next time, my beloved, God bless you and keep you until we meet again for our next class.